Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Going in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 179. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up! It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Your capacity grows with the size of the goals you set. So this week, the theme is goals. It's very much goals week here at the Success Sensei podcast. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's three brand new episodes. And this week, they're all goals related. Now, the reason for that is because we're attempting to control the controllable. In other words, many of us are stuck in various stages of COVID-19 and lockdown and frustration. And we're not in our normalcy of life. So we're going to attempt to focus on the things we can focus on, to control the things that we can control. And your own goals should get you excited. Making your plans should give you that little bit of positivity that perhaps you, me, and all of us need in our life at the moment, to focus on the future and to focus on what we can do and to focus on our growth as a person, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, in every which direction we can, expanding and continuing to focus on positive despite the amount of negativity in the world and around us. So let's get cracking. Your capacity grows with the size of the goals you set. Even that statement alone, I want you to think about today and this week, because I'm sure when I say these things, it'll make sense to you. You don't even need me to explain them. I'll go ahead and do so anyway. But I mean, if I just get you thinking in the right direction and I just help you getting a little bit more positive and give you a tiny little bit of motivation, then I've done my job and I'm happy. So your capacity grows with the size of the goals you set. In other words, you're probably setting goals that are too small. Look at your goals, review your goals. If they're not written down, why aren't they written down? They should be written down. If you set small goals and you achieve the small goals, that's great, but you'll be upset that you didn't aim higher, that you went too low. That will definitely disappoint you. Kind of like, I suppose the best example is negotiating for something. And you immediately say, I'll give you €100 or $100 or £100. And the person says straight away, definitely. And they shake your hand immediately. They're so happy with the 100 because you figure out pretty quick they probably would have accepted half that. They probably would have accepted 50. You'll be disappointed that you didn't push for more, that you didn't negotiate harder, that you didn't set your goals and your aims a little bit higher. You went a little bit harder at the negotiation and you'll be mad at yourself. So that's just a small example. I've seen that happen a lot of times. People are negotiating and they agree a figure and the person immediately accepts the figure and they think, I could have got a better deal. So you could get a better deal in your life with your goals if you aim higher. If you set small goals or goals that are too small, overall goals, now obviously you have to take small actionable steps to reach your big goals. But if you set an overall big goal too small, you'll be disappointed that you didn't aim high enough. So go bigger. Look at it bigger. Now, I'm sure anyone listening to the Success Sensei podcast will be familiar with Grant Cardone. I'm not condoning Cardone. I find that, you know, as much as some of his material is really interesting, he's probably not that relatable to a lot of people because he's the opposite end of the spectrum. He's saying 10x, 10x, 10x in his own high blood pressured style. So I'm not putting him down. I think he's an amazing character on the, you know, the development and the sales scene. But if you find that you can't relate to him, I absolutely understand. He's the opposite direction. He's saying magnify everything by 10. Now, if you can 10x everything and magnify and multiply your goals by 10, I mean, you know what? You absolutely fire away. But I think that can be an overwhelming concept for a lot of people. I think just look at your goals, and see where you can increase them. And imagine, you know, what life would be like, maybe even doubling them. You know, start with there. Start something that your subconscious can actually accept. Now, the story, anytime I'm talking about goal setting and you know, maximum capacity and setting the size of your goals, I do think about mindset. And I am always reminded of, you know, fleas. I'm sure you heard the story, fleas in a container, and they get used to the height that they can jump based on the size of the container. And when they're taken out of that container with the lid on it, and when the lid is taken off, they seem to have been trained to only jump as high as the height of the lid on the container originally. So in other words, they sell themselves short. They can't jump as high as they used to be able to jump. They don't realize it. And it's down to mindset. Now, I don't know how much of a mind development a flea has, but we're the same. We can shoot for very safe goals. If we can't imagine something larger than ourselves, it's very hard. You need, as I said at the very start, you need your goals to make you nervous and excited. You should be, when you think about them, it should automatically give you motivation. You should get excited. You should get nervous by your plans. That in itself, reading your goals, should motivate you into action and help you get rid of the procrastination. So just keep that in mind. Your capacity grows with the size of the goals that you set. So in other words, really give it a good shot. If you're going to do it, give it your best shot. Think big. Look, go through them all. As I said, that they need to be written down. So go through them all and see where you could improve. And imagine if you had achieved it and it was really easy, that particular goal. If you achieved it and it was really easy, would you be disappointed? Would you have said, I should have shot a bit higher? Now, I guarantee you would have said that. So have a look at it. See where you can improve upon. Keep it realistic, though, because if you blow it out of realism for your subconscious mind, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So we're looking for that middle ground. We're not looking for small goals. We're not looking for stuff that's completely unrealistic, but we're looking to inject a bit of nervousness and enthusiasm and excitement so that you have to grow to fit the size of the goals. You have to become a slightly different person, a modified version of yourself. You have to improve your time management. You have to improve your skills. You have to improve in whatever way you have to improve in order to be able to achieve them. Not something that you could do right now really, really easy, because that's underselling yourself. Right, that's enough. I hope that gets you started for the week. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.